would be a great day to make some babies. Right, Derek?
Perhaps.
Derek Miedema is a researcher with the Institute of Families in Canada, and he has come out with a study, Institute of Marriage and Family Canada, 40 years below replacement, and the message is we're not making enough babies. Why not enough?
Well, there's a whole score of reasons. When you consider that future babies born today would be entering the workforce, you know, babies grow up to be workers to pay taxes. That increases the tax base to support federal government benefits. It helps to sustain the housing market. It helps to ensure that there's doctors and nurses and, you know, miners and every other things that we need to continue to grow as a country. We need to continue to grow the economy. And when we have not enough kids, then it's not just that we end up with things like labor shortages where we don't have enough doctors and nurses, but we also may face in the future a time when we have an exploding retired population because the baby boomer generation is so large in number, and we accompany that with fewer kids, then we have a smaller tax base to pay for the healthcare needs of that generation as they grow older.
So, in other words, those teenagers today, when they become 20s and 30s in another decade or two, we want enough of them to be producing things to support the aging population.
Well, really, the question now is how tough that transition into the retirement of the baby boomers as a whole baby boomer generation. How tough is that transition going to be? Because what we really needed was for children born 25 years ago to be entering the workforce now.
So is it too late?
Well, it's too late to... What we can do now is we can determine how hard the transition is going to be. If we have more kids, if our birth rate increases and we have more kids, then it's possible to soften the transition. If we continue to have as few kids as we have today, or if the birth rate goes even lower, that could make the problem even worse. Realizing, of course, that predicting demographics is not an exact science. Things could change, as we saw with the baby boom generation in themselves. But if things continue to be the way they are, then we could be in for a real struggle, because just at the time when, healthcare costs to pay for seniors getting into their 80s, just at the time when we might need to pay for more long-term care homes, comes a time when we have a labor force that's gone flat in terms of its growth.
So if the ideal number of children for a Canadian family would be around, I think it's 2.7, I read in your study,
mm-hmm.
Where are we now?
We're at 1.63 as of 2010, which are the latest numbers. And so we're well below, Canadian families are having fewer kids than they actually say they ideally want. And so the question becomes, what's getting in the way?
Ooh, that's interesting. They want more,
mm-hmm.
but for various reasons, they're not having more.
Yes, exactly.
And what are the reasons?
Well, we're looking at a whole range of reasons. Obviously, finances are a big one, because we look at the average cost of housing in Canada. It's gone up an average of 227% across major Canadian cities since 1976. The cost of education has gone up. Taxes have gone up. But also, the desire to buy the latest and greatest thing, and the desire for Johnny and Jane to have the latest toys,
mm-hmm.
all of these things continue to rack up the cost of living, and then you add on the cost of having children, that is more and more of a financial difficulty. But we also have things like delayed childbirth. You know, StatsCan found that from 2008 to 2009, it's the age groups 35 to 39 and 40 to 44 that are actually having more kids compared to, over the last decade, that's been the change. It's the older age groups that are having more kids. And as I think about it, what does delayed childbirth mean? Well, how many people are going to be wanting to chase a toddler at 50? And so if you start having kids at 44, you're not as likely to have, four or five. Then we also get it at the birth control pill as a statement. It's reality that when when pregnancy becomes an optional part of sex, that changes the nature of sex. And so we've had a sea change due to the ability of the birth control pill that has lowered the birth rate. And I think if we also look in my paper, and this is one of the factors, but we have the question of abortion in terms of how it's affected the number of kids being born in Canada.
Mm-hmm. So do you recommend that the government basically encourage people to have more children? Should there be, I don't know, publicity campaigns that say, let's have more babies?
Well, I think that's the real hard part, because government can't. This is such a profoundly personal decision. Government can't. And I think the complicating factor here is that governments around the world have been preaching the opposite message, have fewer kids for so long, that if they try to change right now and preach the opposite message, that's going to be really hard to get that across. There's no one solution. This has been going on for 40 years. The last time we reached replacement rate, had enough kids to replace ourselves, basically, was 1971. And so there's going to be no quick fix. What we come down to is, because finances are the number one consideration for a lot of families, the financial stress, it's not that government should, in fact, get out of the way and leave families more of their own money.
Family taxation.
Family taxation, yeah, and the federal government has stated that as a goal.
Kind of income splitting for the whole family unit, though.
Well, the income splitting for a working couple, and so if one, let's say, you know, for example, if there's a stay-at-home parent and the one working person is making $70,000, they could file taxes at $35,000 each.
Right.
Hypothetically, it all depends how this was nailed down in terms of government policy, but that's one example of how it would work.
But that's how they do it for seniors, right?
Yes.
And you're basically saying you do it for them, now do it for families.
Now do it for families, because, again, you know, this isn't the time for government to go out and spend billions on national programs to prop up the birth rate, because we just don't have the money. And as I said, looking forward, we're not going to have the money. Now's the time to batten down the hatches and try to save what we have. And so let's do that for families, and let's give them the freedom, more financial freedom, to make the decisions they want about having kids. Let's do that by introducing income splitting.
Especially, Derek, if they're saying, I want to have more children, but here are all the things that get in the way, and affordability seems to be the number one concern.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you joining us.